All right, 9:07 with Q105. It's the morning after. Good morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. Derek, Demetrius, and Philip. You got something funny?
No, I just wasn't ready for that. That stripped that down for me, ended abruptly. So, yeah.
It is Saturday, December 30th. Happy Happy New Year's.
Some going to have to change.
No, they're fine.
Yeah, with the attitudes
of this community, you're right.
You're going to have to, if you wouldn't mind.
Hands on my body.
If you, after you sign this waiver, agreeing.
I know a lot of people who have refused to update their iPhones, the iOS, because they didn't like the errors that came with it, or it made their phone do something funky. Mm. And I was one of these people, and thankfully my phone never got too slow, but it seemed like every 2 years or so you were ready for a new iPhone. And I know this is all different now where you lease phones, but
you don't lease them. I mean, at least carrier financing. You finance the phone.
Fine.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
You lease the phone, you finance it. So, just like I wasn't surprised that Larry Sykes choked somebody out. Just like I wasn't surprised.
That is one of those things that you always, like, you ever just see somebody and go like this? You don't even have to be psychic to go, he going to choke somebody.
He is going to choke somebody.
Just like I wasn't surprised, not that I could do anything about it, skeevy people like Harvey Weinstein were disgusting, assaulty individuals. Yeah. Just like none of that, like, it takes a lot to surprise me. I was not at all moved when I heard that Apple has intentionally been slowing people's phones down, like the 6s and the 7s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're dumb. Like, so like that's on you.
Here's the thing. Like,
I'm not blaming you, by the way.
I know, it's fine. But like, and I tell everybody, here's the situation. Like, as technology grows, it's our fault that technology grows. But as it grows, like, the hardware has to keep up with it.
Right.
So if you have like an older device or something of that nature, the operating system is going to continue to grow because that's what we want. We want things to move faster, more efficiently, and better. But if you have old hardware from like 4 or 5 years ago, it's going to be an issue because that was built for something that was 4 or 5 years old. What's up, Demetrius? What do you have to say?
Okay. All right. Fine.
He stood up, so I just want to see.
And I love your logic.
Uh-huh.
And it all sounds fine and dandy, but here is where we lie, where the problem lies.
The consumer's problem.
And no,
lies.
Yes.
Okay.
And you know what? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Because we purchase a service from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the service is, I've spent a lot of money on this phone. Now, if you say, hey, as technology grows,
this grows,
this is what has to be done. The problem is, you never said that to me. You just did it.
Do you not have?
That's all you did.
But
you just did it, and then all of a sudden, when you get caught, that's when the excuse comes out of, well, you know, there's battery life and this and that. But you don't tell people when they purchase this phone, hey, you know what, when we roll out newer stuff or as these iOSs get more complex, we're going to be forced to slow your phone down.
Go for it.
And Philip works at the Apple store.
I do.
Maybe you've seen him in there before. Mm-hmm. That's why we're bringing this up and putting him on trial for the crimes of Apple. Dude, this has always been the way with technology.
Since day one.
Look, there are people who have automobiles from the 90s and don't have power windows. But if you want...
But you know that going in.
No, you don't.
You know... Yes, you do. You can't compare something where...
I know that now.
Stuff gets beamed into your phone.
I know that
now. And then
now,
all of a sudden, if I bought a car that didn't have power windows, and every once in a while, it got updated, and then the next thing you know, I realize because of the update, they've taken away my power brakes and didn't tell
me.
Whose responsibility is that?
Consumers ask for something, which is a more efficient device. Like, your phone is nothing but a small computer. Anything else, just computers have been from day one. It's a small computer, and you always ask for...
I don't know much, but I do know about my smartphone.
You always ask for like a more like efficient like operating system. Everybody's like, I want it to do this, I want it to do that. I want better pictures, I want better this, I want better that. That's great and fine, and we'll definitely give it to you. But you must understand, if you want those things to be better, you also have to continue to get a better hardware. Like, this has to be better, and you'll run to the issue because.
Okay,
therein lies
the truth, there, Philip.
What?
This is what you just said. You said, you know what? You want all those nice things. You're gonna have to get a more expensive phone.
Yeah.
Now
I didn't say
this is
I didn't say
you're gonna have to get more expensive hardware. software,
but also
which
only-
is your phone, right, Philip? And
yeah.
so now to force you into that move, what we're going to do is we're going to beam in software that slows down the device that you have that you expected to do the job that it was doing at least up until the point that you purchased it.
I feel like I'm on CNN right now. And here's the situation. Like, literally, when you force a company to do something for you, you're going to be forced to do something too.
When has Apple ever been forced by a consumer to do anything? That is the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on.
That is such a blatant lie.
You hit agree.
You guys do more to manipulate the society and community than anything else. If you ever tell me that a consumer has forced Apple to do something other than apologize for wrecking something that a consumer has paid a lot of
but
money
for. But you
know
what? Also, here's the deal in the situation. We understand that there is Apple understands situation that is happening. And hey, instead of you now coming in and paying $79, because we get it, we're building something better for you. You want something that's going to run better. So instead of you paying for
I just want it to run the way it was running when I bought it.
You don't want it to run the way you ran when you bought it. Otherwise,
you
wouldn't be doing
this.
That's the thing. You wouldn't be doing this if you wanted it to run the same way it was when you bought it.
Nothing works like that.
That's why there's still a price to it. But it's not the same price that it was.
There's too much. Yeah.
You can't.
I'm helping you here.
Thank you.
Whatever. You work for the mob.
Nothing.
Illuminati.
Nothing works the way that it does when you opened it out of the box.
Exactly.
Not a human being. Not a piece of technology. And Philip, I'm wondering. And I haven't read too much on this because when I saw the headline, I'm like, ha, I knew that. Isn't it more to do with the apps? Because people mostly use the apps on the phone, and the apps are faster. So it's like chicken or the egg, the operating system or the apps.
It's going to be apps and also like your battery. On the battery, we will take responsibility for. That's why the price has gone down. It will be going down in January if it had to be fixed. But the apps are not all of our fault. You must understand that we're not the only ones updating our operating systems and our hardware. There are other phone companies doing it as well. So these third-party app companies, people who are building apps, they're going to make theirs more sophisticated.
Hold on. I got another question.
Yes.
I have batteries don't live forever.
They don't.
Not the Duracells that I put in remote control cars a long time ago. Not my iPhone battery.
Right.
If you ask the engine, I'm not even looking at you. If you ask the engine to drive harder, it's gonna take more out of it. Like I can't believe that this is
common sense, isn't it?
Me.
This is common sense, right? Yeah. Thank you.
I got a question.
Yeah. Go for it.
So I have this phone here and I have no complaints about it. I have the iPhone 8.
Okay.
I don't
wait a week and then it'll be the iPhone, I wish I ate another phone.
Will you tell me if I didn't crack the screen. I think I cracked the protector. What is your professional expertise?
Yeah,
on
it's
that?
Just a protector.
Fine. Can you take care of
that? I can take it off, put another one on there for you, yeah.
I'll come in and do that, but the screen isn't cracked.
The screen's
right?
Fine, yeah. Did you get Apple Care?
No.
Because Apple don't.
What's that in your hand? Is that an iPhone that you have?
Okay. First of all, tell you, I smoke.
Okay.
Look. I smoke my crack iPhone as much as everybody else. And you know what? I admit it. But here's the thing. You guys hold.
You get upset with the company who's trying to make something better for you.
Oh, stop.
That's fine.
Stop.
Get upset.
When you're like this, when the next thing you hear, oh my God, did you hear? iPhone's coming out with a new phone. So, what? A new phone? Yeah, it's going to be called the iPhone like Malcolm X or something. It's the most militant iPhone in the world. You got it, man. I got to line up and get me one. Well, when's it coming out? Like 3 months. Well, we should get to the Apple store now so we don't lose our spot.
Why'd you turn to a slave all of a sudden? I'm so confused.
It's just, so what? We really want this? Dude, I want this phone so bad.
He's itching himself.
My God. I just need
it.
Guys have created this. And then you've manipulated the relationship.
If you're going to get into a business deal with your analogy, with the mob, don't get all cranky when you don't pay and they come and break your legs.
I much rather people come to me and tell me what their issue is so I can help them fix it in all situations than for them to go somewhere.
You just need an $89 battery.
No, you know, $29 battery.
Now?
Yeah.
Now, after you got caught.
No, not got caught.
Yes, it is. You guys would not have dropped the price of that battery had you not gotten caught.
Not got caught. They said something about it. They came out and said, hey, we realize that this is a problem.
Were not forthcoming. You guys got caught. And then you were like this. Well, yeah, I guess it's kind of what we were doing.
Guess would be the first one in line to get that battery.
No.
Demetrius
Nicodemus. Because you know what you can do with that battery? Shh.
Shut up, your big black ass. It's 9:16. Philip, you are now no longer on trial.
Oh,
for the crimes of Apple. I had no idea that was going to get so serious, and he had such a big battery issue.
I don't have a battery issue. It's the fact that when people roll out and go like this, it's not as bad as, it's because of you guys that you did it. No, it's not. It's not. You guys got caught.
Cigarettes cause cancer?
I know, right?
What? Now people know.
Well, now you
know. I'm done with you. Go stand in the corner.
Remember the Q's number and play along at 419-2-